We don't have enough Talion to tell us where to stay.
And then I can check.
We left off. I'm always behind in my calendar, so that's why I don't know. Well, I know we're up to
You are always
Hoth.
in France, up your house.
I just don't know how far to go. Okay, we'll start. Simin Sadi Dalatini River Chatzeris. Siv Chav. So Sachar is Rishus Tam. Again, we're talking about renting the Rishus from the Goy. We talked about Erev Chatzeres till now, that all the Yidden have to combine. And now we're talking about that if you have a Goy within the Erev, you have to rent the property from him. So Sachar is Rishus Stam. Let's say you rented the Rishus from the Goy, Stam. Mahani l'chol z'man sh'l'chol. It helps as long as the Goy didn't go back on his agreement. For who darsham, and he still lives there. Let's say this guy moves out, and another guy moves in. And you have to rent from this anew from the second guy. And let's say it's within the rental time, and during that zman, the Akam rents his dira from another guy. Then it's enough with the first chiras. But if he dies or he sells it to somebody else, you have to go back and rent it from the yoresh or from whoever bought it from him. And if he rented it from his mesharsoi, meaning this comes up a lot in hotels when you do one, when you do the chiras, the owner's not usually there. It's a worker. Im sachar stam loy mahani. If you rent it, it's time, it doesn't help. As long as that Masharis is there, then that's fine. And if he rented it for a specific amount of time, even if the Masharis was removed, Mahani Askiris ad Hazman, the Maskiris helps until that time. Chafal. Any time that the Skiris is batal, it's Srichan Lasa, but this one you have to go back and do another Skiris. Srichan Gamken Lasa is Erev Mechadash. You also need a new Erev, meaning Erev Chatzeres with the Yidden. They ain't Erev Chayzer Venir because an Erev doesn't become kosher again, meaning even if you did the whole matzah thing like we learned about, it doesn't come back. The Erev does not come back. Chopes. If it's not possible to rent the Rishus from him, Yivakish Mimeno Echad Min Yisraelim, then one of the Yidden should go over to the guy. Even a Yid that doesn't live in this yard, in this courtyard, Shiyashalem Makam Rishus, what he should do, he should ask him if he could borrow a place in his apartment. I mean, the guy says, I'm not interested in helping the Jews. So what you do a scam. And you have somebody go over to him and say, I'm renting the spot from you. To put something down. But you sham is a chayfetz, and he puts the object down there. Then the Yisrael is kind of the place. If you look at misham kaidam Shabbos, and even if he takes the object from there before Shabbos, since the Yisrael had Rishus to put his chefetz there on Shabbos, it's as if he also has a chelek in the dira. Then the Yisrael can go rent his rishus to all the bnei achatzar. Chav gimel Yisrael mumer ayshu machal Shabbos before hesef. You have a Yisrael mumer, right? He's not frum or he's machal Shabbos before hesef. Yesham afilu rapiyus of the rabbanon. Some say he's considered a public machal Shabbos even if it's on the rabbanon's. Harehu ka'akum, he's like a goy. And you have to rent the rishus from him. So here's where you get into now to the practical of our cities. In many communities, they have Erevin throughout the mavois and the streets and the alleyways. Like we do here, like in every city, you put up sticks and strings, etc. And then they rent the rishus from the guy in order for them to be able to carry throughout the city. In order to do this, you need to do it with a Rav who's a mumcha and he's a baki. Right? Because you have to hire you're not knocking on doors and renting from every guy. Right? So you have to figure out exactly what you're gonna do. So what over Makamazel, in these types of places you put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, Mishum the Yeshalei Din Shutuv. He has a din of a partner, but ain't a tzaruch dafka beis dira, and you don't dafka need a beis dira. It's basically a city area when you really need to have big tamid chachamim. In a place that the city is not fixed with an Erev, gam kishoyis, even when you make the Eruv HaChatzeres for people that live in the Chatz Beis HaKnesses, also laniach is Erev Beis HaKnesses, then you can't leave the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses. Ella tzrichan lanicha beis dira, you have to leave it in the house. Right? Meaning, in that case, where it's not a city Erev, right? And you're making an Erev in the shul, the shul has a courtyard together with other houses, and you're making an Erev there, then you can't put it into the shul. Right? You have to put it in one of the people's houses. Fine. Chavav, when it's calculated by Shabbos, you have a city that has an Erev, and the Erev went down on Shabbos. Right? Then all the chatzeres that were fixed properly, meaning they have fences, and there's no pirtza, and there are no openings in the fences. Even if the chatzer has many houses, you're allowed to carry there the entire Shabbos. Even though the Erev Chatzeres is in a different Rishus, that's separated from this chatzer. Because we say, once the Erev Chatzeres was mutter on Shabbos, so then it's mutter. Since there's a big chashash, and there's a big chashash that people are going to end up carrying in places that they're not allowed to, since they're so used to carrying, most kids nowadays are no clue what it means not to carry with an Erev, because it's never been down, which is one of the pressures that we have. But with the Erev, it can't be down. It just can't be down because people are going to use it. Mutus, and then you get a guy to do it, and then it's mutter. And let's say the string of Tzuras HaPesach broke, which means you're going to have to tie knots. And the guy can be masakin it with a bow, one knot and a bow on top of it, matoiv. That's even better. I mean, if you can get the guy
And
to only have to do with the Rabbanon, then that's much better.
you can tell him directly what to do, exactly what to do.
Yes. Because it's a big tzairach. It's a big
Sort
tzairach.
of it's cheaper.
Yeah. Im chal yomtiv be'erev Shabbos and eskal kol oz ha'erev. Let's say yomtiv, like this week, falls on an erev Shabbos and the erev goes down. Afal gav, the erev mo'il gam liyomtiv, leaning dvarim shenim l'tzairach, even though an erev helps for yomtiv, for things that you don't that you want to carry that you don't that are not necessary, right? It's an interesting din. You're not allowed to carry things on Yom Tov, only things that are necessary. Things that are unnecessary, you're not allowed to carry. But if you have an Erev in the city, then you're allowed to carry even unnecessary things. That's a good riddle to ask. When do you need an Erev for Yom Tov? So we happen to not check our Erev for Yom Tov. This week, obviously, we are because we need it for Shabbos. But normally we don't check the Erev. But if the Erev goes down on a Friday, lo yamrinan hayo v'hutar liyom tov hutar gam l'Shabbos, we don't say since it was mutar on Yom Tov, it's mutar on Shabbos. Also, Shabbos from the Yom Tov Shabbos, stay kedusha, saying they're two different kedushas. Right? Meaning, so even though you had an Eruv HaChatzeres for Shabbos, that Eruv HaChatzeres will not work for Yom Tov. So that's a big tumult. Lemaisa, there are those that are chaylik on this whole thing, and then it would be okay.
So what
Naftali,
do you do? So what do you do? You would
we do
repair it on
Lemaisa, we
Yom Tov?
fix it. Lemaisa, we fix it. Yeah, I had to do it myself here in Farakway once with a guy. How far are we going, Naftali?
Until the first one of next Simon.
Otadeh Aleph. Okay, thank you.
I came late. I didn't look it up.
Yeah,
Sorry.
yeah, yeah.
I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Tin Simon Sadi, hey, Dina Ruth, Chimer of Yud Ches Seifim. So, also, lots is Beshabbos, the Yomtim, and Mokum Sheshavas, Yosem et Chum. Now we get in Ruvet Chumen, which is not really so Negea as much as regular Erev, but it's also to go out on Shabbos and Yomtim from a place that you rested. Yosem et Chum, Shu Beis Alafim Amma. Meaning, wherever you're living, you can't walk more than 2,000 amos. And Mekayim Shel Adam Hu Dalet Amos. Plus, the amount of a person gets is Dalet Amos. If you were in a field, ben hashmashes, but if you're living in the city, then you call a year hu makoyme, then the whole city is your makom. Right, so let's say you're in New York City, so you don't get 2,000 amos from where you are, you get 2,000 amos from the edge of New York City. And then you have the literally means the pregnant part of the city, meaning outside the city you get 70 amos. And then the 2,000 amos starts. And what is considered an ibura? It's 70 and 2/3 of an amma. The shayach la'ir and shayach to the city. Afal pi shein chum binyan. Even if there's no building in those 70 amos, it's still considered part of the city. Hu anikra karfif ha'ir, and that's called the karfif. So wherever that 70 amos ends, so that's where you get you measure your Tchum Shabbos. So basically, Tchum Shabbos is really 2,000 amos from outside the city plus 70 and 2/3 of an amma. So depending on what your amma measurement is, it's could be anywhere from a third of a mile to about a half a mile. Yeah. Okay. We will stop there, and everyone
Unless a
should have
derech
fine night.
starts.